Parshas Vayetze. My father, Zichrono Livracha, used to say, attitudes are contagious. Make sure that yours are worth catching. Yaakov Avinu leaves his parents' home, and he's on his way to the house of Lavan. He has the famous nevuah, Sulam Mutzav Artsa Verosho Magia Hashemaima. Hashem appears to him, V'inei Hashem Nitzav Alav, and he speaks to him. And one of the things that Hashem says to Yaakov Avinu is, V'hinei anochi imach, u'shamarticha b'chol asher teilech, v'ashivosicha el ha'adama hazos. And I am with you, I will protect you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. A little later, Yaakov wakes up from his nevuah, from his dream, and the Torah says, Perek Chavtes, Pasuk Aleph, v'yisa Yaakov raglav, v'yelech artza v'nekedem. Yaakov lifted up his feet, and he went to the land of the people of the east. Rashi says, "Misha nispaser b'sura tova shehuftach bishmira." Once he was informed of such good news that he was promised with protection, "Nasa libo esragla v'naseh kal leleches." His heart lifted up his feet, and it became easy for him to walk. It seems like we can infer from this Rashi that before this, it was not so easy for him to walk. Esav is behind him, wanting to kill him. He's going to the house of Lavan, who's a Russia. Perhaps Yaakov is afraid, or at least the journey is very difficult. And now Hashem says to him, "Ushmarticha b'chol asher teilech, huftach bishmira." He is promised with protection. Now that's a whole different journey. Now he feels secure and settled. Hashem will watch over him. He'll bring him back to this land, Eretz Yisrael. The difference is in the attitude. The attitude is what carries Yaakov lightly on his feet. This answers a question for me later in the Torah, in Parshas Kisisa. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai with the Luchos Rishonos. He sees the Egel. He sees the Jewish people dancing in front of the Egel. He breaks the Luchos. Now, one shot, of course, is that Moshe Rabbeinu intentionally breaks the luchos, and at the end of the Torah, Hashem says, "Asher shibarta, yasher koyach sher shibarta." That was a good thing. Another pshat comes from the Chazal, the Yalkut. It says that when Moshe Rabbeinu saw the egel, that horrible sight, the letters flew off of the luchos. They became heavy. The tablets became too heavy for Moshe to carry them, and he dropped them. So I have a question on this. A little later in Parshas Kisisa, Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem, "Pesol lucha shnei luchos avonim." Carve now two stones, the luchos shnios. Hashem is going to forgive the Jewish people. He's going to give us luchos shnios. Moshe Rabbeinu carves the luchos. There are no letters on those luchos yet, and he carries them up to Har Sinai, and Hashem writes the ksav again. How come Moshe Rabbeinu did not find those luchos without the writing in them too heavy to carry? Now, we don't understand Moshe Rabbeinu. He's too great for us to understand. I would never presume to know his mood, what he was thinking, what he was feeling. But a lesson can be learned. With the egel, the luchos were heavy because that was a disheartening experience. What Moshe Rabbeinu saw was deflating. But when he was bringing the second luchos up, that is an experience of anticipation, of hope, of looking forward to something. We're going to get new dibros. Hashem's going to write in these stones again. We'll forgive the Jewish people. That makes all the difference in the world. Moshe Rabbeinu is going up with the second luchos. He's going up to get new aseres hadibros. He was both literally and figuratively on the way up. It's all in the attitude. So many circumstances in our own lives all depend on the way that we see them. Good Shabbos, everybody.